In Daf Kafir Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Mazgulai Kai Shlishi, they were Mizig, the third Kais, Mevorech Al Mizainai, so you bench Al Kais, Mevorech Al Mizainai, Zavi, and the fourth Kais, Gaimer Olav as Hallow, for Imer Olav Birchas Hashir. You say on the fourth kais, besides halo, birchas hashir. The Rashbam says birchas hashir, bigmore meforish. Bein hakais is halolu, imrotzo lishtois yishte. Between these kaises, if he wants to drink, he's permitted to drink. Bein shlishi l'revi lo yishte. In the third and fourth kais, he's not permitted to drink. Took the Rashbam. Bein hakais is halolu, Bein shnayim o rishoinim lishnayim o achoinim imrotza lishtois yishte. So it seems that Rashbam learned shat kois bein koisois halolo. Koisos is a loshen rabbim. So between the two koisos, the two sets of koisos, which means bein shniyah lishlishis. So he's permitted to drink bein gimel ledalid lo yishte. Metzasi bigmoresh yirishalmi, lama lo yishte. Kedei shelo yishtake. He shouldn't become shiker. The sulem oshilameima halo. He won't be able to say halo. Vapore chosom voloi kvar mishukehu. He's already shiker from before. Sheshoso kvar harbe bisudosoi. So memele, so what are you afraid of? Or what will this shtia be moise? Mishani yayin shebesoich hamozain einay mishaker shelaacher hamozain mishaker. That yayin shebesoich hamozain, the wine that he drank ben shnielish lishis, is not mishaker. Shelaacher hamozain mishaker. Vuhu adin nami the yayin shelifnei hamozain einay mishaker. But the Rashbam, the yayin shelifnei hamozain is also not mishaker. Vimrotzo lishta is ben rishin lishayni yishte, the oloime mayit, tane ele ben gimol ledalot. So the Rashbam says as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about between the second and third, and that the Mishnah says is mutter. Between the third and fourth, the Mishnah says is also. So it's very interesting. There are three cases. Between the first and second, the Mishnah doesn't speak about. Between the second and third, the Mishnah says it's mutter. Between the third and fourth, the Mishnah says it's also. So we spoke about the second and third, about the third and fourth. About the first and second we didn't speak about. Zuk the Rashbam. Now the first and second are mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because the Mishnah says only between the third and fourth is also. So l'chay rayet two kashes. Number one, if you medayik, because the Mishnah says only between the third and fourth is also. So why does he have to say between the second and third is mutter? If the Mishnah says between the third and fourth is also, so everything that's not between the third and fourth should be mutter. Just like you derive that between the first and second is mutter from the diyik, derive also that between the second and third is mutter, because after between the third and fourth is also. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. I mean, if you look at the Mishnah Elach, make a different deal. The Mishnah says between the second and third is mutter. So I think the first and second is also. Why do you make the deal tafka between the third and fourth and not between the second and third? So Tuvia Hammer wanted to say, by Emerson, it's totally in two terutzim in Teisvis and after Tariq Tess on the base. But let us not go into both terutzim. Let us just say, the Yisod of Taisus. Taisus, the Mishnah says, Avik Sochim Samach Leminche, one should not eat. In order he should be able to eat the matzah letzayove. So Taisus asks Akasha, the Gemara says, Mamalei Odom, as Kaisa bebeteke shal nochim, a person is permitted to eat beteke shal nochim, matzahs that were made from the dough that the goyim had baked, that's matzah and not yaitze mitzvah achilas matzah, because it's not matzah shmure. Or bilvad that he should eat a kezayis bachoyim. Like tachtaisves, it says you're not allowed to eat alvei psochem in order to be able to eat the matzah l'tayoven. So how are you allowed to eat the seder? You're allowed to eat with psoche shal nochem. It's if you won't eat matzah l'tayoven. And for Taisvis, that b'aseich hasude, a person held cup. He realizes, he knows he has to eat, there's a mitzvah of matzah, he's going to eat that pikoimen, but there'll be mekai mitzvah matzah with that. So he knows that that he has to be careful. When you eat earlier, then there's a problem. Then a person is under the impression that by the time he'll eat the matzah, he'll have an appetite already. That's the problem. But in b'aseich hasude, a person is nizel to overeat. Fine. The Gemara says that on Daf Kuf Ches, the Gemara says that Yayin is migre gore. That's why Ben Akaisus Alolu one is permitted to drink, because Yayin is migre gore, because it'll be misitzoid, so then he wouldn't be allowed to drink Ben Akaisus Alolu. He won't be able to eat the matzah with an appetite. That's what the Gemara says. Frektaisus, what's the rai? Could be yayin is misted soid, but ben shniyali shlishis, he's careful, just like he's careful, so it won't be misted soid to make sure to have an appetite. So what's the right? So Taisva says by eating a person can be careful, but by drinking a person can't be careful. This is one teretz of Taisva. The person starts drinking, then the sky's the limit. He can't be careful. That's the teva hoda. So now the shaila is, ben shniyah v'shlishis, how is he allowed to drink? Maybe he can't be careful, so he's allowed to drink. Is araya yayin migrigor? That's one mahalach that Taisus has in our Mishnah. Now, so it comes out like this. The Be'emison, when we're speaking about drinking between the second kais and the third kais, drinking between the third kais and the fourth kais, Be'emison, there are two shailas over here. There's one shaila of eating the matzah with an appetite. That's one shaila. And that shaila is not negeya ben shlishi l'raviyah because I'm finished already with the eating. Then there's another shaila of shikras. If it becomes shikras, some amele won't be able to say halal. So there's two separate shailas. The mission that says ben shlishi l'raviyah lo yishte is not speaking about the shaila of misitzoy, the migre goyer. The Mishnah is speaking about a different problem. There's a problem of shikris, and that the Mishnah says, when shlishi levi, one should not drink because he's olo to become shikir. Ben shniyele shlishis, the Mishnah has a different problem over here. Ben shniyele shlishis, there's a shaila, a person, be'emtza hasude, is not careful, so is he permitted to drink? That's the problem. He's permitted to drink. There's a new shaila over here. So he's permitted to drink. And that the Mishnah says, Ben Shniel Ishlishis is permitted to drink. Why? Because Yayin Migregor. So the Mishnah is telling us, Ben Shniel Ishlishis is permitted to drink because Yayin Migregor. So the heter of Shniel Ishlishis is coming to tell us a heter of Greire. That is Yayin Migregor. The Isser of Ben Shlishish Levis is telling us an Isser of Shikras. So now I know two in Yonim. I now know that Yayin could be Mishaker. I also know that Yayin gives an appetite. That I know from the Halachis, what the Mishnah said. Now, if Yayin would be Mishaker Ben Rishon Lishniyah, so the Mishnah should have said it. That means when the Mishnah spoke about the Isser Shikris, the Mishnah said Ben Shlishis Levius is Meshaker. If there would be an Isser Shikrus by Ben Rishon Lishniyah Koidem Asuda, the Mishnah should have said it. Fakir. Because that would have said Ben Shlishis Levius is Mutter is Yain Shebesoich Asuda is not Meshaker. And it's Migra Gora. So Yain is Migra Gora. So Ben Rishon Lishniyah there's no Shaila of Mistetzoid. It's Migra Gora. But if there would be a problem, if there would be a problem of shikris, the Mishnah should have mentioned it. Because we didn't speak about this till now. Because the Mishnah said, toich hasude, it is not Mishaka. La'ach hasude, it is Mishaka. What is koidem hasude? And since the Mishnah doesn't speak about it, so vayistayis koidem hasude, it's also not Mishaka. That's l'choyre pshat in Rashba. Om alei Rav Chonon l'rabe, shma mino bichas amozein tune kois. From the Mishnah Zaraya, that bichas amozein tune kois. Om alei, because the Mishnah says, mevorech al mezoinei. The koi is mevorech al hakois. Om alei arbe kasi tikna rabonan derech heres. What is that? The Rashbam says not to be geyers derech heres. Arbe kasi tikna rabonan. Kol chad v'chad navet bei mitzvah. Now what could be birchas hamozein? Ein atuna kois. No, the reason you bench on the third kois, kol chad v'chad navet bei mitzvah. Let us do a mitzvah with the kois. That's why you bench on it. Let us see the Rashbam. Ochi gal sinen, arba kois est kinelei rabonon, v'chol chad v'chad navet bei mitzvah. Kloima, zogt der Rashbam, roi sheyei osa bei mitzvah. Roi sheyei osa bei mitzvah. We have to understand what the Rashbam is saying over here. What was he mishane? Kloima usually is, well, we have a Loshon HaGemore, so in the Loshon HaGemore is lav davkes, he say kloima. Roi sheyei osa bei mitzvah. He says something over here, the Rashbam. Let's go a little further. Avo bishar yemai sashone, loi boi kois. You don't need a kois. Sha'af kan, ain't a kois bo bishvil bilchas hamozen. The kois doesn't come bishvil bilchas hamozen. Now what does that mean? Ain't a kois bo bishvil. If we just said, roi sheyosa by mitzvah, what mitzvah are we doing? The mitzvah is zikha, the kois of bilchas hamozen. What's af kan in a kois bo bishvil bilchas hamozen? That's the chmir pshatn the Rashbam, is as follows. And also here was helped also by Rav Tuvia Hammer. The Rama brings down in Tachmir Shana Rabbe, the Rama says, Roy Latznia Ishanis, and you use them to bake matzahs with them. Kivin Shanasa by Mitzvah Aches, Roy Sheyosa by Mitzvah Aches. There's an Indian Aesthetic, you have done one mitzvah with Tishanis, Roy Sheye Osabo Mitzvah Acher. Now, when we think about Tishanis, that means like this. Are we saying the person who puts Tishanis into the fire, is he being Mekayim a mitzvah? And Echte Ketav, there's no mitzvah to put Tishanis in the fire. The mitzvah to Shlogan Tishanis, not to put them in a fire. But Tishanis, since a mitzvah was once done with them, we should do a second mitzvah. They're still around. Let's use them as fuel for matzah. Yeyosa by mitzvah. Now, if we would say the Gemara kipshute navet bei mitzvah, he should do a mitzvah. So it seems that the din of birchas hamozin al hakois is a din that is mutal al hagavre, like by kiddush zochreyu al hayayin. You have to be masker kedushas hayom al hayayin. That's a din in the gavre. If you hold Birchas Hamozin Tune Kois, that means you have to make Birchas Hamozin Ala Kois. Navid Bei Mitzvah. You have to make a mitzvah with it. So forget, that's very misleading, because the Gemara wants to say Birchas Hamozin Ainet Tune Kois. So therefore the Rashbam says, no, not Navid Bei Mitzvah. Kloime Roy Sheyei Oseh Boi Mitzvah. There should be done a mitzvah with it. Now let us say one more nekudiv. Rabbi Nedovit says, And Daf Kufhei, that what there is a machloikis, if birchas hamozen tune kois, ain't a tune kois, means, is it mechuyif to have a kois? But that's for sure, that there's zicha and inyan if the birchas hamozen is set on a kois, but there's no chiyif to do it, you don't have to do it. But there's zicha rahidel, ches dvorim nemur, asorot dvorim nemur bekois shel broch. What is that speaking about? There's zicher a hider in the birchas hamozein if it was said ala kois, but you're not mochena to una kois. You don't need a kois. So memele, so pshat is as follows: if the Mishnah would say you have to bring a kois for birchas hamozein, so that's saying rochel bitchak tana birchas hamozein to una kois. You need a kois for birchas hamozein. The Mishnah isn't saying that. The Mishnah says we have a kais already. So, you know, since we have a, we need valid kais. So we have a kais of yayin already. With this kais, roi sheyeyasa by mitzvah. So use this kais that the birchas hamazon should be said. And so, sha'af kan, ein ha'kais bo bishvil birchas hamazon. You're not bringing the kais for birchas hamazon. The Mishnah doesn't say, bring it for birchas hamazon. The Mishnah says, since you have the kais already, use it. Yeyasa, the birchas hamazon should be said of this kais. But it's not tuune kais. That's not navid. Navid would be perhaps a loshen on the gavre, a loshen chiv. No, roi sheyeyasa by mitzvah, which is a different loshen. That means it's a pasuk gezach that a mitzvah should be done with it. Zog taisves. Revi oima olav halalagodl. Revi garsine, vloi garsine and chamish. The Mishnah only speaks about valid kaises. L'Rav Yosef Tuv Elem, Shekosav Besidroi, Kimo Lishtois Mayim, a person wants to drink a little water, Yechanes is permitted to drink it, Im Choylehu Oy Istanis. If he's a Choylo or an Istanis, he's permitted to drink a little water after benching. He's permitted to drink a little water. The boy mishtaya chamrot, if he wants to drink wine, mishum oynis, that means it's an oynis, the doctor said that he has to drink wine, loyma bachamishi, we're speaking about after the fourth kais. So the Rabbi Yosef Tovelon says as follows, if he's very thirsty, he's a choylonistanis, he's permitted to drink a little water. But if he's not a choylonistanis, he's not allowed to drink water either. But if he's an oynis for yayin, so then after the fourth kais he needs yayin, is loyme bechamishi, then he, on the fifth kais he says, halal agodo yishtanes. He should be mechazik himself to say halal agodo. Teima, frektaisvis, kivin shayisa lishtois, so what's pshat in this formula, this combination over here? If there's an issa to drink, for the water there's an issa to drink, eich tikno kais chamishi, Ha'alba kaisis tikna v'loi chamishi. So there's only a takana four kaisis. So how is he permitted to drink a fifth kais? How does Halal Gadol help the situation? What reason is there not to drink water? One is not permitted to eat after the Pesach. But to drink, we don't find that it should be also to drink wine. The iser is not that you're not allowed to drink wine after the matzah. This should become shikav shel yuchalei mahalo. And pasuk gabei nishmul lekama the chol shtiyem eteres. Others say that you're not allowed to drink not all chikras. The time is shlo yevatol tamatze. Me komokim b'mayim le mayri ele b'yayim. Dum ye ben rishin le sheini yishte de mayri b'yayim. Ki heicha de nigre le libe. He's permitted to drink. Perhaps it's preferable to drink that he should have an appetite. Kedem rina leil. So me meilem. So here it says, "Men shlichil revi lo yishte yayin." But mayim does he know is so. So basically, he has two problems. One problem, the etzem issa of shtiyas mayim is very mechudishtik. And problem number two is, I mean, if there is an issa of shtiyah, how do where do we see a fifth kais? Taisa says, "Umi yorei v'amad the baal ishtais." The minig ha'ilam is that we do drink water, but gam avalfas hita mayim v'lei osa rak yayin. Look to Gemara Vayta. Revi goyma olav es ahalo, v'oyma olav birchas hashir. You say on the fourth kois, halo plus birchas hashir. Frag the Gemara, my birchas hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? Rav Yehuda Omar Yalalucha Hashem Alekeinu. You say Yalalucha. Zokta Rashbam Yalalucha V'goyim Rimboi Boruch Ata Hashem Melech Mohulo Batishboches. I mean, after Hallo, you say Yalalucha. Vizu hi Bilchas Hashir de Masnissen, Kloimer Bilchas Hashevach. It's Bilchas Hashevach. So what does the Rashbam mean to say? This Loshen is a modern Loshen, Bilchas Hashir. Bilchas Hashir. What Shir are we speaking about? So he says, Kloima, again, it's don't take it, you have to take it with a grain of salt, Birchas HaShevach. Like we say, HaShir VaHaShevach L'Chai Elomim. So Shir and Shevach are interchangeable a little. Now, why is it called Birchas HaShevach? Because that's the Brocha. Melech Mehulo Batish Bochis. Because the whole Brocha is on the Mehulo Batish Bochis. Rabbi Nishalm is Mehulo Batish Bochay, so that's called Birchas HaShevach. There's Dachshmeh, the Goyin says Pshat, Mehulo Batish Bochay, he says Pshat that there once was a Psa king and a Psa minister of the king went and with Neyam Veide, he said that the king has this and this Chasar. So the king was very annoyed, and he was geyser that he should get killed. So before he killed him, they asked him, what kind of chutzpah is this to say, have this and this chasar, this chasar and I have. So he says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I really wanted to say the shvachim of the king, but the shvachim of the king are endless. So I said, if the king has this chasar, that means that's it. But in any other nekudah, the king has no milas. So by mentioning this chesorin, by mentioning only this chesorin, so forget this is saying in all other inyonim, you're molei tishboches. So the goyin says, but we say melech mehulo batishboches. We cannot praise the Rabbi Nishalayim by mentioning one chesorin. But the Mehulal is only by Tishboches, because there's no Chesreinus by the Rabbi Nishlom. So this is the Birchas Hasheva. So the Mishnah calls it Birchas Hashir. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nishmas Kol Chai. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nishmas, the Broch of Nishmas. Nyan with Yishtabach. Let us see the Rashbam. Oh, we didn't finish the period. Yav Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Nishmas Kol Chai. Af Nishmas. So the Rashbam says Rabbi Yechanan is not Choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you say Yahalalucha. Rabbi Yechanan also says you say Yahalalucha. But he says, besides saying Yahalalucha, Af Nishmas. Tahainu Birchas Hashir Demas Nisim. That's Birchas Hashir. The Ilu, Yalulucha you also say, but Yalulucha the Mishnah doesn't speak about. The Mishnah mentions Birchas Hashir. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Yalulucha? The Ilu Yalulucha no imrim b'chol yoyim shayim b'yesa halo. Yalulucha is not a chiddush that after halo you say Yalulucha. That's the brocha lachel. Umayishna leil Pesach the nokets. Why does he have to tell of oimra olav Birchas Hashir? You always say Birchas Hasheva after halo. Im leila hoisif oi brocha acheres. So kochoch, he wants to be moisif another brocha. That what? That besides birchas hashevach, which is poshet, you also say birchas hashir. Vahainu da oma halochek rabbi yechanin bitavayu. Now the Masha explains the oma, who's this oma over here? So he says, Dama means the person who wrote the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, we find both brachas. We find Yahalalucha in the Haggadah, and we find Nishmas in the Haggadah. So Memela, so we see Fakel, and that's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Where do you see this? If you learn Poshet the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says you say Yahalalucha. Rabbi Yochanan says you say Nishmas. So how did the Baal Haggadah come to a combination of Yahalalucha and Nishmas? Is the Rayu, Vahainu Doma Alochik Rabbi Yechanan B'Tavayu. But now the Rashbam says something very interesting. V'kavuhu La'acher Halal HaGadol. That Nishmas is said after Halal HaGadol. Halal HaGadol is the Chofa of Hoidul Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'olam Chazdoi. Shetzorich Lo'imam Ki Dolakamo. Tahashdi Ki Broche B'chol Chode V'chode. Now there's a Broche in Anichalo. And the hallow, the hallow mitzvah, the hallow that we say, we're goymer hallow, that we say yalelucha. And then we say hallow lagodol. And then afterwards we say, after hallow lagodol, we say nishmas. And that's a broch on hallow lagodol. The kabua lahacha hallow lagodol shesach loimram kidulakamon, ashtika broche, bechol, Chode v'chode, v'hoch yave milfi shapir, kach nire beinis. According to the Rashbam, that so, you say twice a broche. By Yaleluchi, you say brocha t'shem elchbu b'dish broches. Then you say chovo haidu. And then you say b'nishmas, which is a broche on halo lagodol. Sok Taisvis. Mai Birchas Ashir, Rav Yudha Oma Yaleluch. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah that tells us you say Yalelucha, a Kamash Malon, a Filu B'mokim, Shaloi Noagu Levoich Acha, V'leili Pesach Tzorich Levoich. He Noagu Pshite. The Gemara says in Mesech Tesuke, that mokim shenogu leborech mevorchen, mokim shenogu shleilevorech ein mevorchen. So that means that the brocha achreine of halal is totally in minig. So Mamelos Ataisis is telling us that what is pshatna mishnah according to Rabbi Yudah, they say yahalalucha. It's telling us that a filo b'mokim sheloi nogu leborech, but by the leil side, everyone makes a brocha. The Nogu Pshite, what does they have to say? Like the Rashbam said, this Cheshbin and Rabbi Yechon and Gufa. Inami, the Afilu b'mokim shenoagu, havamine davke bayomim, avu b'layla ein tzorech leborech, kamash malon. The place is that even though the Mishnah says, even though the Mishnah says that the Mokim that what the Mishnah is telling us according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you say Yalelucha, I know, but Mokim Shenogu Levoich Mevorchim, that's a din every hallow, but Mokim Shenogu make a bracha chayim. That's Davke Bayomim. Avo Balayla, I would think, Ein Tzorich Levoich. You don't make a bracha. Kamash Malom, but you do make a bracha. Now we have to understand what is Pshat and Tosfos. By day, you make a bracha. By night, you don't make a bracha. So the Mishnah is telling us, by night, you also make a bracha. Dachsach mir, Pshat and Tosfos is, let us see, Rav Hai Goyim, that the Ran brings down, and Dachsach mir, Tosfos is saying, me'ein, what Rav Hai Goyim says. See, Amir Dike Rav Hai Goyim. This the Ran brings down, and Daf Chavov Amid Beis, Abo Rabbeinu Hai Goin Zal Kosov B'tshuva. Rav Hai Goin said as follows. She'ein mevolchin, here there was a shaila, if you make a brocha rishoyne on halo. So Rav Hai Goin says, she'ein mevolchin al halo she'beleili psochet ligberes a halo. She'ein onu koirin oisoi b'toiras koirin. Elo betoiras oimer shiro. Zogt Rav Hai Goyim that the hallow that we say Leil Pesach is not said betoiras koirin. There's an Indian of likro yes a hallel. Then you make a broche. And lik and kriyas hallel you make a broche. Elo betoiras oimer shiro. This halal is said not als kriyas halal, nor als shira shal halal. There's two sugyot. Hashir tiyelachem kelel is kadish chag. From there we learn out that then the lel is kadish chag is lel pesach. And there the pasuk calls it shira. L'shekach shenin rabgulim loyimu v'seif l'fikach onach hayovim lohoidais lahalo. L'fikach. Im bo adam leborech, if a person wants to make a broch on this halal, meshaskin oisoi. Eilu divrei agoyim zal. Now, let's just keep a line. There was a kash. Okay, b'chen yiskimu agoyim, Rav Tzemach, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak ben Gaya zal. B'zu sehikshu, מדסנן, ולמפור שמאס את הקש, if you don't make a ברוכה ראשונה, we learn את המשנה כל התואים ברוכה לאחר, תואים ברוכה לפונות. That when do you only make a ברוכה לאחר, we made a ברוכה לפונות. So now there's a problem, according to Rav Haigoin, we make a ברוכה יעללוכה, that says an אסוגיה. And he says you don't make a ברוכה לפונות. Well, we have a כלל כל שתואים ברוכה לאחר, ואין תואים ברוכה לפונות. אפשר לתארץ לפי דבריהם שביך שללוך בלילי פסוחים אין איבו על קריאס ההלו לאחר. The ברוכה of יללוך is not coming on the קריאס ההלו. כדי שנוי מה שתהייתו אונה לפונו אלא על קויס רביעי בו. It's coming, this is a ברוכה on the קויס רביעי. ואין אתיים את דקור אלי הוכה בלחס השיר. That's why it's called Bilchas Ashir, a new name. Vahayne dehoche shalina, my Bilchas Ashir. What is Bilchas Ashir? Bilhosem besuke, do ikir dine da alok iktoni ditzer says, mokim shenoga levorech achov, yevorech, loy shayli my mevorech. Ela vaday broch achoyne shal halo, I see you do at some, they know there's a broch achoyne of halo. Look in the Siddur, you'll say this is the Baruch Rein of Halo. Avoloche Birchas HaKoisi, Lefikoch Shinu Shmo, Vikorua Birchas HaShir, Kloimer She'enoi Brocha Al Kriyas Halo, it's not a Brocha Al Kriyas Halo, Ela Birchas HaShevachi, it's a Birchas HaShvach. So Memele, this is not a Birchas HaKri, this is Birchas HaShvach. The Mishnah Megillah says that the Mishnah Rechem Zayis and Megillah, the Dvorim, which are Nemru Bayoim, and one of them is Mikra Kriya Sahalo. So Kriya Sahalo, the thing Kriya is a mitzvah of Yoim. Mimizrach Shemesh Advovoyoy, Behulo Shem Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Kriya Sahalo. So that's what that's shot in our Taisus is beautiful. So our Taisus is saying, that if it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah tell us you say Yalalucha? Pashtaitzach, you said Halu, you say Yalalucha. So Tachtaitzvus know the Yalalucha that is always said by Halu, that's the Halu that's said by Yoy. That's a Halu of Likra, yes, a Halu. That's a Dinkriya, Pashtaitzvus, the Bruch Hashayna, Bruch Hashayna. But this is Nema Balayla, this is not a Mikvah of Kriya Sal, it's not a Mitzvah of Kriya Sal, this is a Mitzvah of Halu Shel Shir. I wouldn't know. That's why the Mishnah is to tell us that we say Birchas Hashir. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nishmas Kolchai, Nira Hochi Perushai, Af Nishmas Kolchai, like the Rashbam said, Ach Yalalucha. Ilo Teima Hochi, Anan Keman Avdina, we say Yalalucha and Nishmas. V'koirei nishmas kolchai birchas hashir. Why is it called birchas hashir? According to Rabbi Yochanan, v'shabashabosheis oimrem oisei achem psukid zimre. So fakir. So the loshen is very good. This is called birchas hashir. The broch which is said after psukid zimre. Zimre and shir is the same thing. So the broch which is said after the shir of psukid zimre, that's called birchas hashir. Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin lo yechoysen b'yalelucha ki im b'nishmas levadai. Shum delishnet de birchas hashir mash mechod de brocha. Not the way the Rashbam says that there's two brochas, no, the Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin learned there's one brocha. One brocha is said days to say after, and the brocha said after halalagot. That's what the brocha said. We're not going mer yalelucha. Tano Rabbon. Revi goymer olav es ahalel. The Omer Halal Agodol. You also say Halal Agodol Bekois Revi. Divrei Rab Tarfon. V'yesh Omerim Hashem Royi Lo Yechso. You say Hashem Royi Lo Yechso. From the Masha, it's Hashem Royi Lo Yechso, that is the Shem of Halal Agodol. That the Halal Agodol is not, we'll see the Chov of Hoiduz, no, Hashem Royi Lo Yechso. How does Hashem Roi come in? Let's see the Rashbam. Oh, he goes in, turn up on a view, go in all of us, a halal, go in all of halal, go to. Yes, Oimrem, Hashem Roi, Al Shem, Amozain, Sha'ochlu, Tzorich, Loima. This goes on the Mosin She'ochlo. It dachs sich mir, that he's saying over here, that in the Leil Pesach, like this is a mitzvah, when a person eats, a person is a din v'chalto v'savoto v'erachto. Is a chiyiv broche an Mosin. It's a chiyiv broche an Mosin. The Shir Tir Lechem Kelel is Kaddish Chag. That's a Laila of Shire, so there's a Chi of Shire and the Mo, beside the Din Broche, there's a Din Shire. That's what the Rashbam says, Hashem Roy Mizmer Le David, it's a Shire, Hashem Roy Loi Echso, the Loi Echso. So Memele, that's the Din Shire and Mosna, Shema Mosin She'och Loi Tzorich Loime. There's a Chi of Shire and the Mosin Shel Och Loi, Mizmer Le David. Meheichan Halal Agodol. Where does Halal HaGadol start from? Ad Yehuda Imer Mehoidu, that's the Chav of Hoidus, Ad Naris Bob. That the next capitle is Al Naris Bob. Ad Yehuchanan Omer Mishir HaMalis, you have to go back to capitle of the Shir HaMalis, Ad Naris Bob. That's all contained in Halal HaGadol. Chavache Bayakiv Omer Mechiyakiv Bocha Loiko, Ad Naris Bob. That's one capital before the Chofba of Haidus, till Naris Bob. Zogt Taisvis, Mehoidu Ad Al Naris Bob, Chayn Ono Waisem. We don't do like the other man Yomim. Veranenu Tzadikim Bashem, Einu Min Amizma. That's what Taisvis is saying, even though by Shabbos, the Minig Ashkenaz is after Haidu, Veranenu Tzadikim Bashem, that's not a continuation of Haidu. That's Einem in Amizma, so Mamele, so Pesach by night you don't say it. The Lama Nikra Shmoy Halal HaGadol. What is the, it seems this is a gewaldike Shvach. Omer Rav Yechanim Ibnei Shakadish Boruch Hu Yoyshev Berumay Shel Oilom Umechalek Mizoynes Lachol Berye. Rabbeinu Shlom, who's Yoyshev Berumay Shel Oilom, is Mechalek Bizoinais Lachol Berye. Rabbeinu Shlom Bekvoidei Ba'atmoi. The Marsha says that in Mozain, the Mafteyach Shel Mozain is B'yodoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Azonis HaOlam Kuloi. So the Berye, the most Berye Shveilas, Abazundar Ashgoche, Farnis Mekani Reimin, Mabeitzei Chinim, the smallest Berye, the most insignificant Berye, the Rabbeinu Shlom is mashgiach to see that it should have the mezainis that it needs. That's a gewaldike godless. That's a halal of the godless of Hashem. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Hani esrim v'shisha hoidu keneged mi. What is the cheshbin of 26 hoidus? Neged chovav doirei shebora kodesh borcho bailomai vleinosan lam toire vizon oisam bechas. There were 26 doires before matan toire, and then there was no schus for mozain, is vizon oisam bechas. That's medin Yaakov says pshat, hoidu la shem kitoi. We thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he gave us Torah, ba'ein toiv ala Torah, shnei kilekach toiv nasati lachem, oidu la'ashem ki toiv and the toiv. Because before the toiv is kilo oilam chazdoi, that the only existence of the world was only through chesed, that the world existed. They weren't deserving of mazon. Oidu la'ashem ki toiv, now that we have Torah, so now, Now we're zeichet to Torah, now we're zeichet to Mozin, not mitzad chesed, no minadin. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, we see that mezainus is totally in Torah. Kim Hashem, Chevtzai, Veserosa Yege, Yoimen Veloilo, Poi che ciò sta pagando me se pite mi dite vole libo quella sha yaser ya tlih kala is be teira ne khosov matlihim gmore se so weiß der reis da de de kaponem de de inien of mozain is dependent in teira perhaps just like the zayin lachu lachmu belachmi that the Torah is called the mozain, that's the ruchnistike mozain. If the person is metapo with the ruchnistike mozain, the Bein Shalom seems to it that the gashmistike mozain is taken care of. For Omar Rav Chizde, my dersiv, oidu l'ashem kitoiv, oidu l'ashem shegoive choivosoi shel odom b'toivosoi, osher b'shoiroi, Es oni beseyoi, yosem bebeitzosoi, amone betane geuta. Let us see the Rashbam. Shakadish bochu yoshev berumei shaloylam, tersiv bei neisein lechem lechol boso, neisein lechem lechol boso, vahainu dobo godl, Rabbein Shalom is neisein lechem lechol boso. B'teivotai. So the Rashbam says, B'teive shehishpia loy. The teive that the Rabbein Shalom gave him, in that teive, the Rabbein Shalom, v'hochi mashme, ki t'oidu l'ashem ki t'oid, ki l'oilam chasdoi, chesed hu oise l'oilam b'chi t'oid. By the teive that is mashpia, kloimer b'teive shenosan loy. The tithe that the Rabbein Shalom gave the person with that tithe, he does chesed with it. He does chesed with the tithe that was given. Asher b'shoyrei oni b'seyoi mafsidei momoin u'mechaper al gufoi. So Memele, the Marsha says like this. Bemison, hoidu l'ashem ki tithe. We should praise the Rabbein Shalom that he is good. So he says, it should have said differently. Hoidu ki tithe Hashem. Hoidu kitoiv Hashem, not hoidu l'Hashem. So he says, so therefore kitoiv is not going on Hashem. Hoidu l'Hashem. What is the hidah to the Rabbein Shalom? Kitoiv, the toiv that Rabbein Shalom gives to a person. So that toiv is, he does chesed with this toiv. What is the chesed that is done with this toiv? Ki lo'ilam chasid, with this toiv that is given to the person, Rabbein Shalom does chesed with it. That by taking it away from the person, he's mechaper on his goof. That means that an oinish, which was roi, lipoil al gufoi, is lemaise, is niskaper al yudei hefsid mamoina. Shegoi vechayvoshe shal odom bitayvoshe. Omar Rav Yochanan, Koshin Mizeinoisov Shel Odom Kiflayim Ki Yeleida. That Mizeinis Shel Odom, there was a klola to Chave, there was a klola to Odom Arishan. Dilu B'Yehuda Ksi Be'etzev Teil Duboni. By Leid it says Be'etzev, Koloshin Monitov. Mizeinis Ksi Be'itzovoin. Leistu it at the Psaloshin Rab. Trei Mashmeh. One of the Mefarshim explains that at Be'emison the Leide is Be'etzim, the Tzal Leide is Be'etzev Teildi, but the Tzal Leide it brings with it a Simcha. When the child is born, so there's a Simcha. So there's a Tzal and a Simcha. By Mizainis, he says, a person who's always bizarre, is always told to get the Zeis HaPecho Toich HaLechem, that he'll always need Zeis HaPecho, B'chdei Sheyoich HaLechem. There's another chilek, he says, that by Leide, it's not Yed HaMuntik and Donishtik. There's a time span in between, but by Parnose, it's Keseida. He says, why is this that way? He says, because Bemison, there was a greater time on Odom than on Chave. Because Chave, didn't have so much seichel that other Marishan had. Number one, he says, Yosef das, Yosef machib. The more das one has, the more he has to suffer if he doesn't use the das. And number two, he says that other Marishan heard that savor from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Chava didn't hear direct from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Koshem, is ein Yosef shel Adam, Yoser min ha-Geula. Ilu be-Geula ksiv, ha-Malach, ha-Goyel Oisi, mikol ro, Malach ba-Alme, to be nitzel from a-Ro, ha-Malach is sufficient. Ilu be-Mezoynis ksiv, Elekim ha-Roya Oisi. There, a person needs a lekim haroya isi. I once thought, what is the difference between geula from atzore and mezainis? There's a svare in Sefer Babakame, the beginning of the second perek, the whole sugi if a person throws down a keli if it has the din of a mona tvire. The koyach ha-shvire, a keli, in the midst of falling, is a mona tvire. It's already a broken. Therefore, there's a svara to say that a keli that's in the midst of falling is a mona tvire. It's a broken keli. Masha'enking zorak chetz ala keli. Taisa says, what if a person threw a arrow on a keli and someone else will go and break it? That's not called a monetvire. And the lomdus is that a keli that is in the midst of falling, the koyach hashvira already lies in the keli. Masha'enking a keli which a chetz is be thrown on it, so that's a double study. The keli is a double sholem mitzad atzmoi. No, there's something mi bachut that wants to be mazikit. That is not a chesor. So could be a malach agoy loisi mikol ro. That means is a double ro that wants to be mazik a person. So in order, so you only have to be misalik this double study the ro. But by Parnosev, Shad is a person without food, he's a monotvire, that means he can't exist without food. It's not Shad, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mesalik Adovot Stodi. The whole existence from the person is dependent on food. His whole chis is dependent on food. So there you need to be Mashlam, the person himself, there you need a Lekim Aroya Oisi. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bisho Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Odom V'Koitz V'Dardar Tatzmi Aloch Zogu Ein Av Demois. Omar Lefonov Ribbeinu Shel Olam Ani V'Achmoiri Noichal Ba'Ivus Echot, will be eating the same type of foods. Kimen Shomaloi B'Zeyes HaPecho Toich HaLechem Niskaru Rodaitoi. So he was happy that, not even the same, that the person eats, lechem, a behemoth eats asef. So memela niskar rodaitoi. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Ashreinu im omadnu borishoine. It would be very good if we would have remained by the first mashmois. That means, it seems other marishan not kepoyot that we don't eat the same food, we eat lechem. So Rish Lakish said, if we would have remained the first, he said, there wouldn't be so much ticha. There's a price for the lechem. B'zeis ha-pecha toich ha-lechem. If we would have remained with the first zeire, it would have been imamadno barishayne. Amar Rabbaye, but this is the Vadayin, Amar Rabbaye, so Rabbaye, so this is the gears on the side, Vadayin le potinimenei de kochlin and izbe de dabra. There is some macholim which are eaten without tikkun. Amar Rav Shizvi, Mishmei, de Rabbeloza ben Azarye, Koshin, Mizay Noisev, Shel Odom, Kekriyas Yamsu. Tachsiv, Noisein Lechem, Lechol Boso, Besomachlei, Legoizer, Yamsuf, Legzor. There's a problem, it's not Somachlei, the Marsho asks this kasha, it's not one next to the other. Noisein Lechem, Lechol Boso is the end of Hoidu. And Kriyas Yamsuf is more in the middle. So, I think the Eitz Yosef says that, the raya was as follows, that if we would understand that meisen lechem lechol bosor is a b'china of derech ha-teva, so meisen lechem lechol bosor should not have been put in together with the other nisim. Loika oretz alamayim, loise oirim gedoylem, that's the seder abriye, which is said there meisen lechem lechol bosor. In the middle of the Nisim, Lamaki Melochim Gedoylem, Melochim Adirim, and then it says, Legoyze Yamsav Legzorim. And then in this category of Nisim, we put in Nisim Lechem Lechol Boso. So number one, we see that Nisim Lechem Lechol Boso is also a Hanoge Nisi. It is not an Hanoge Apiteva, it's an Hanoge Nisi. Let us see the Rashbam. Zuk the Rashbam. Kekriyas Yamsuf. Kloima. Neis Godel Oiseloi Akadish Bohu. Lemisha Noisen Loi Mezoinis. Kasher Oso Li Yisrael Shekor Lehem Yamsuf. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is making a miracle to that a person is Eichet Mezoinis. It's the same miracle that the Eibishter made for Klal Yisrael Shekol Lehem Yamsuf. It's a miracle. L'mivirachmem. I mean, if this would be a natural occurrence, no. This is doch some meila dafm nishn moira rachmem. But if a person will realize that this is a nes, that the mezainis is a nes, some meila, so then his ishtadlis, how to get mezainis, and as a koras ha-toiv, and his tefillah is a different one. Now we can understand, I mean, it's a meiradike Rashbam, nes godol oisle ha-kodesh bochul l'mish ha-noisle mezainis. So if a person has problems when he says, moidim al nisecho shebechol yoimi monu, he starts scratching his head to think, where were the nisim that he had today? So the Rashbam tells us that he got mezainis today, that is a nes equivalent to Kriyas Yamsuf. Omar Rabbi Loza ben Azarye, Koshin Nikovov shel Odom, ki yoyma mise uch Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar mi'artsoye liposeyach, then it says further, the Roshashas of the Yomus Lashachas, let us see the Rashbam. Koshin Nikovov shel Odom, kshehu otzo. If a person beteva is an otzo, tzoye loshin otzo v'chogo, k'may tzoye berav koichoy. So, koshin Nikovov shel Odom, k'yoyma mise, v'chikriyas yamse. I thought perhaps we could say pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin wachs mit auf ein Chesam mit Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. The Pasuk tells us that if a person gives someone else a make, so chayv shenoy soy,
So it says if he becomes healthy, so you take him out of prison and you free him. So the Gemara in Mafayin Chesem based on Sanhedrin wants to say Pshat in the Pasuk, if he didn't kill him, he don't kill him. So the Gemara says Amir de Kizach. The Gemara says that it's speaking about Amdu Lemise. That when this person gave someone a makeh, it was Amdu Lemise. Bezin was Meshaya, that he should die from this makeh. It was a makeh haroi lahomis. And later, v'choy, he got gesund. So there's a merdeke Rashi. So Rashi says, if Amdul and Misa, Bezin shuts up that he should die from this makeh, so what happened? How did he become alive? Not pshat is that the Imid of Bezin was a false Imid. The Imid of Bezin was an emissary Imid. Know what? Chosalei. So what shat Chosalei? I once heard from a Talmud Chochem, he said, pshat is Eret Kedav Shtarb. Now, the Rabbi Yishol made a Trias Amesim. So he says, now what would be if you have a Reitzeach that kills someone, and later you make Trias Amesim? So that's a Svorah to Pata the Reitzeach? The Reitzeach mitzad Atzmei made a Meisah Reitzich, and Rabbi Yishol made Trias Amesim. But there's Icha Svorah to say that the Reitzeach is Chayiv Misim. So the Pasuk tells us, Afal Pikein, it was Abdul and Misa, and come on Mishantoi, you feed the Reitzeach. But Al Koponim, there's Azad the Her, that if a person is in a matzav that's Roy Lomus, so the that, what Lemais, if he does live, is a b'china of Tchiyas HaMais. So Dachsimir, the Gemara is telling us, a person who Beteva is an Otso, Kshehu Otso, if Beteva is an Otso, so if Beteva is an Otso, so Beteva he can't exist. Al Teva, automatically, he's going to die, because Al Piteva can't exist. This is a Shinuya Teva, that what he's able, Liv Toyach Nikovov, this is similar, Ki Yoyma Misa Chichias Yamsuf, that means this is a Shinuya Teva. If his Teva is an Otso, so that is his Teva, that should really be, whatever occurs differently, it's not Pshat, is that his Teva was Nishtane. The pshat is there was a chos chachmon alei in the matzah that he is. So that's equivalent to Yom HaMisa in Kriyas Yamsu. Omar Rav Sheishis, Mishim HaBalos Ben Azariah, Kol HaMavazah, Samay Adois, Kilo Oivid Aved Ezor. He does Meloch and Chol HaMoid, is like an Oivid Aved Ezor. Shenema, Lahim Aseicha, Lai Sasaloch, Sivasche, Eschaga, Matzah, Is Tishma. Omar Rav Sheishis, Mishim Abalaza ben Azariah, Kalamasape Loshin Haro, Kalamakabo Loshin Haro, Bokolameid, Eide Sheke, Bechabere, Roila, Shliche, Leklov. Shenema, Lakelev, Tashlichen, Oisoi. If I'm not mistaken, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that it's Nishmosa, is taken as Galgul, Bekelev. Rsiv Basre, Loisisa, Shema Shov, Bekoribe, Loisasi. Let us see, the Rashbam. Kolam bevasa samay adai shayisim malocha b'chayli shamoy d'chsiv eschaga matzis tishma, which is going on malocha v'nachol meseches chagigi isam malocha b'chayli shamoy. Hamikabel loshen hara shemikabloi u'maminoi al chaveroi. So the Rashbam v'afal gavdu lekevulei loy miboylei lemei loy miboylei. A person is not permitted to believe it. Lameches leimi boikem beforsh meseches nide, the kori bei loisasi. Nire beinid leigarsina lei. Not that the drosha of meyid the mesaper, you have to have a different kri. The kulu mishtamu mi loisiso. Shekshe mesaper, oi meyid are noise bepiv shemasho. So it's a nesia, it's either it's noise bepiv or noise bishmiyose bekabolosoi. But the from Lysisa, one can derive this. I just perhaps want to be Maisif, one Nekude, Lachere, Shav means Lachere, it is not true. That's Lachere, tight Shav, Sheker, Chodu, it's something that is not true. Lachere, in Hilchis Lashon Hara, it's brought down that Lashon Hara is true. It's if it's Sheker, it's Maisi Shemra. Lashon Hara, is he saying a true fact? So why does the Pasuk call it a davar that is not true?
The same kasha I heard the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the Gemara learns out that that a person who speaks Lashon Hara will be Yomus Me'askira, it says Yisochu Pi Doivrei Sheker. So the Doivrei Sheker, the Gemara learns out on the Bali Lashon Hara. L'cheiris, if the Pasuk calls it Sheker. But perhaps Pshat could be, I once saw Rabbi Chanan brings down from the Chofetz Chaim, Amoyredike Deher, that the emes in every Lashon Hara is Sheker. What is Pshat? Every Lashon Hara is Sheker. He says in Lashon Hara there are two components, there are two chalokim. Let us say the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke on Moshe Rabbeinu. Number one, she stated a fact. Moshe was Perish Meistoi. That was 100% true. There was no Sheker in that. But then she deduced from this fact a Gnai. The Gnai that one deduces from the fact, the conclusion that one draws from the fact, that was Sheker. That was Takanemis and Sheker, because she was Madama Moshe Rabbeinu to all other Nevi'im, and then it would be a Gnai, and Lefiya Emes, it wasn't a Gnai, because she was different than all other Nevi'im. Every Lashon Hara, the Gnai Sheboy is Taka Sheker, the Chofetz Chaim says. Because could be Lemaise, he did it, could be he was Mescharat, could be he didn't know. There could be 20 Oifanim how to explain his actions without this Gnai. And he says, if the taka be taka 100% gnai, you'd be taka mutter to be misaper olov. Now, every lashon hara, there is sheker in the gnai that is being related. So that's why it could be the pasuk calls it shov.